Okay, City Council meeting for Tuesday, April 6, 2021 is called to order. Invocation by Councilperson Annette Mitchell, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
Pray with me, please. Heavenly Father, during this first week of Easter, Scripture tells us of the great acts of love by the apostles. Please bless us and guide us all to be apostles, champions, advocates to all we meet and serve. Let us live to honor your great act of love, the death and resurrection of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering previous minutes, work session, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, 3-2-21, no objections to the reading of the minutes, they will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. Minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements?
I have some great news, Mayor. I am very happy to report that the Orange Beach Middle and High School now have a state-sanctioned shooting club. Thanks to the generosity of Tim Heary and his hard work, he will be teaching skeet and the other one.
Clay?
Trap. Skeet and trap, thank you. And we will have a team competing statewide. Maybe nationwide.
Awesome.
Yes, very good.
That's
exciting.
Anyone else? Okay. We're going to give an update on construction. Kit, you probably need to stand by.
Can I wait?
Yeah, because you'll have to correct me. We hope that Canal Road will be done, or we will be through with Canal Road one way or the other by Memorial Day. So our goal is we have to finish the little bit of shoulder we have left on that south side this week. Then they'll come in, repave.
Black it out.
Yeah, we'll black it out, repaint it, right?
Temporary striping.
Then we'll come back and repave.
Now we're repaving, yes.
The whole five lanes with, how wide are the shoulders, 6 foot on each side? Right, bicycles, golf carts. So, nah. Then we will come back and temporarily stripe it again. At that point, we're hoping that that all happens before Memorial Day. The permanent striping would, if we get lucky and they get it all in before Memorial Day, great. But if anything's left off, it would be the permanent striping, which we'd move till after summer. Am I correct on that? Okay. So there's a lot to be done, but there is a light at the end of the tunnel, thank God. And I'm so appreciative, and I know y'all are, of everybody's patience this spring, because it has been an unprecedented spring with visitors, the number of vehicles here doing construction, and just growth in population. It's really been busy. We're doing everything we can do to mitigate it. I don't think there's many cities in America that has police officers or somebody from the police department at every red light, just about every day, all day long, maximizing the efficiency of traffic we move through here. And I think, considering all the headaches we've had, we've done a very good job of moving traffic overall. And the police department, no one, I promise you, as a police officer, wants to sit at a red light for 8 hours with a remote and count cars. But they have done it, and they've done it with troopers and never complained once. So thank y'all. appreciate it very much. I think Steve is off today, isn't he?
Yeah.
Rob's here.
Thank you, Rob. Appreciate y'all. So what else have we got coming? We still got a busy summer coming. There's no doubt in my mind, short of something catastrophic, we're going to see record numbers. Just get ready. You know, buy your groceries on Wednesday. I don't know what else to say. But it's coming, and we got to prepare for it. We as a city are going to do everything we can do to move traffic, do what we need to do. We're trying to bring on more officers right now, as we need more officers because of the numbers of people here and the numbers of people here over longer periods of time or greater amounts of the year period. So we're working on police officers. We're working on more support techs. We're working on trying to find and get more people on the water. And as I said a few weeks ago, we are cracking down on reckless driving, excessive speeding, loud mufflers, inappropriate lighting, inappropriate height. We're cracking down, and we're going to send a message that that's not something we tolerate. So, any
Mayor,
thoughts?
I think that's great, and I appreciate it. I have one announcement I'd like to tell everyone. The library board in our recent meeting decided that Megan Bing, who's been our acting director of library, has now been promoted to the director. She's been doing a wonderful job. We're very excited for this announcement. And Megan, I would like for you to introduce your guest that is here.
Hey, y'all. This is Dustin McDowell. He is our new assistant director for the Orange Beach Public Library.
Everybody.
Nice to meet you. Most everybody knows Dustin, but I wanted her to announce his
congratulations, Megan.
Yes.
Thank you,
Megan.
Thank you, and welcome, Dustin.
Thank you, Megan.
So it's good to see somebody from within.
Yes.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Library is a huge asset for the city, Megan, so we appreciate you.
Thank you.
And nobody's complained on you yet.
How can you complain? There's no fee for a late book.
That's right.
Well, believe me. Yeah. Oh, and there's plenty of ways. Because they didn't come out to the car and pick it up from them. Thank y'all. Anything else? Ken, have I got anything I need to talk about? We are having issues with FEMA. And we have $14 million sitting out there we're trying to get reimbursed. It should have already been reimbursed for. So hopefully we're rallying with all the mayors and the county commissioners and hopefully those in Mobile that were affected with our governor in Montgomery. And hopefully we're going to find out what the holdup is. But $14 million is a lot of money. It puts things that we had on the drawing board to do right away in jeopardy, because we have a reserve amount we need, feel comfortable having. This money should have already been back in our coffers. So they should be our friends and don't need to be antagonists. So I don't know why I felt the need to tell everybody that, but I do I do think it's important that people understand, you know, there are things what we want to get done right away, but we're also being frugal in these times about how we spend our money and the timing that we spend our money. I mean, the economy is roaring. It's, to me, almost unsustainable, which scares me. But at the same time, we want to make very sure that we maintain a reserve in case we get another storm this summer, God forbid. But those of us up here have to pay attention to that and can take that in consideration. So
yes.
Anyway,
yeah.
Moving on to auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay. Moving to new business under resolutions. Resolution appropriating funds for the MAC Club, $121,630.06.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase Two pickup trucks, utilities department, $80,700.
Move to adopt a resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a change order. EJ Builders, $8,297.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for a message board, Public Works Department, $16,375.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid, 2021 roadway resurfacing to Rhodes, Inc., $429,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement with Jody Hodo, softball coaching services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
If you haven't had a chance to see our girls' softball team play yet, you're missing a treat. So I don't know how many. Do we have any games left, Matt, this season at home?
There's one against Robstown, I think on the 22nd or 23rd at home.
Okay.
There's three All-Americans on our team.
Yes.
That are only 7th and 8th graders, but they're all future D1 kids, so they're really fun to watch.
Yes.
But that's going to be our last home game, I believe. Unless we
be sure and come out and see them.
Yes.
They're amazing.
They have beat several 6A teams, 7A teams.
6A and 7A teams get really happy when they put
up. With 7th and 8th graders.
Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
So they're going to win they're going to bring a state title to Orange Beach quickly.
Yes.
They're going to. And Jody Hutto is a big part of that. So I want to make sure he knows that.
Yes.
And we all recognize that. So. Resolution authorizing the execution of service agreement, Harvest Communications, connect fiber to the Adult Fitness Center.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The resolution authorizing the purchase of fitness equipment for the Adult Fitness Center, $163,153.58.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just to let everyone know, we saw a little bit more of the pictures of the inside of this facility today. It's going to be something else. It's going to be something that you're all going to love and enjoy. I'm very proud of it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's moving along very quickly.
Yes.
So I'll see you there every morning?
5 o'clock?
Are you going to work out with me?
For a fee.
For a fee. Wow.
I'll give you a rate. I'll give you a discount.
Okay. I guess I can.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, moving to public hearings. This is a public hearing for conditional use permit, Liberty Linen Warehouse, Boat RV Storage, Canal Road. We will allow Griffin to give us a brief overview, and then we'll have questions, then we'll open the floor up for comments. Griffin?
Yeah, this is a conditional use request from Liberty Linens at 26953 Canal Road in General Business Zoning District. This is a request to for conditional use approval, construct a 6,400 square foot warehouse addition to the existing business and also construct a four-unit 3,600 square foot boat and RV storage building behind the warehouse addition. Planning Commission considered this at their meeting in March and gave it a favorable recommendation on 9-0 vote. Note three, the business had applied for a 6,400 square foot addition, but it never went to the Planning Commission, and warehouse mini storage historically permitted by right and GB, but comprehensive amendments to the zoning ordinance modified it to a conditional use. If we go to the next slide. Both of these buildings will be behind the Liberty Linen existing building. The warehouse addition will be behind the existing building. It's 6,400 square feet. There'll be one large open floor space, no interior rooms. The front and sides will be board and batten exterior finish, and the rear or the north side will be metal sided as allowed by the zoning code. The boat and RV storage addition will be behind the warehouse addition. Be 3,600 square feet, four 18 by 50 storage compartments. The front or south side will be board and batten exterior finish, and the remaining sides will be metal siding. It will be behind the warehouse addition, the principal building, and it will be 280 feet from the Canal Road right-of-way. There will also be a gravel area located north of the existing asphalt. It's a 19,000 square foot area. There will be 11 new parking spaces in the area, and Planning Commission did approve the use of gravel. If we go to the next slide, Liberty Linen presently has 19 parking spaces. Six are angular there in front of the building, and then there are 13 90-degree spaces on the side of the building. Planning Commission had recommended that the two spaces on the northeast corner of the building be moved to accommodate truck movement going to the back of the facility. So they have moved those to the gravel areas between the warehouse addition and the existing building. Again, this project will add 11 spaces in the gravel area. That will bring the total parking to 30. With the new and existing square footage, it will be 28 parking spaces, so they are meeting the parking requirement. Also, on the east driveway, they are adding asphalt to both sides to widen the driveway to better facilitate delivery truck movement to the site so that they will not be blocking Canal Road. If we go to the next slide, this is just aerial showing the site location. The red arrow indicates where the buildings will be located. And if we go to the next slide, this is a drone aerial. Again, the arrow showing the site location or where the buildings will be located. And another drone aerial on the next slide shows the again where this project will be located. If we go to the next slide, this is a site plan provided. It shows where the warehouse and the boat RV building is going to be located. Again, it's behind the existing building. And the next slide is just a rendering of what the board and batten finishes is going to look like on the buildings. Next slide. This was truck movement scenarios that were provided by the applicant to the Planning Commission. If we go to the next slide, it just shows how a delivery truck is going to be able to come to the site and move from the site. And the next slide would be the staff conditions. These are from the Planning Commission. They have all been addressed.
Thank you, Griffin. Any questions?
Griffin, so the truck access, can you go back to that slide? Yeah. Are they going to be able to go around and come back out, or?
Yes, they'll be going to the gravel area behind and yes. Then do the turnaround and then go back
yes.
out.
Yes, mm-hmm. So they're not going to have to be backing in,
that's
I guess.
Right.
Yes,
that's right.
Okay, all right.
And that was the reason the Planning Commission wanted the two northeast parking spaces to be moved so it could better facilitate the trucks getting to the back area.
Perfect. Okay.
And the delivery to Liberty Linens, is a limited number of trucks. It's not a constant
yes, that's right.
in and out.
No.
It is a limited number.
They are a good asset for the city.
A long-standing business in our community, expanding. Yes. That's great to hear.
We agree.
Exactly.
All right, open the floor up for anyone out there that might have a comment or question, thought. Okay, if not, we'll close that public hearing and move on to... No, I'm sorry. That was the only public hearing. Mm-hmm. Thanks, Griffin. Appreciate it.
Yeah, it goes to a resolution
gotcha.
For this, but then you'll have another public hearing right after that.
Okay. All right. Do I have a motion?
Move to adopt the resolution for Liberty Linens expansion.
Second.
Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Second public hearing. Mariner Lakes PUD. Lot 10 rear enclosure setback.
Yes, this is a request to approve a minor modification to the Mariner Lakes PUD master plan and lot 10 of the Windward Lakes subdivision. This is at 25196 Windward Place to encroach 3.5 feet beyond the 4-foot allowable encroachment into the 20-foot rear setback for a screen porch enclosure addition. If we go to the next slide. This, if you see on the screen, this is the survey of the property of the existing house. The house has a 30.5-foot setback to the rear lot line. If you place scale on it, if you look on it, the blue area, that's the existing screen enclosure. It has a depth of 10 feet, and it's 20 and a half feet to the rear lot line. The applicant in this case is proposing to do an addition, and that's the area that's in red. It will have a depth of 8 feet, and it will be 12 and a half feet from the rear lot line. Now, this goes 3.5 feet beyond the 4-foot allowable encroachments, which means if you apply a code, it would have to be 16 feet instead of the 12 and a half. The neighbors on both sides of the applicant supports. They've provided letters. And the Windward Lakes ARC has approved the request.
Thank you, sir. Questions?
Can we go back to the footprint? Is it abut the lake?
This is located. The lake is between the Windward Lakes subdivision and Loop Road.
Right. But he's not encroaching. He's encroaching his property line. I understand mm-hmm. that. But he's not encroaching a neighbor from the rear.
Any other questions? I think I ask this every time because I have a problem with this.
I know.
Why can't we just do a PUD modification and extend this and not have any more issues with this?
Unfortunately, Kit Alexander, Community Development Director, unfortunately, a PUD modification would require 100% of the property owners to support the PUD modification, and I believe that is a difficult thing to accomplish when it's every single person within
impossible.
The PUD.
I get it.
I think Kit did meet with them and asked them about this a couple of years ago.
We did.
And this is what you came up with.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, each lot is different when it abuts the park
right.
or, you know, wilderness area or a lake. It's different than, say, a side setback rear backyard. And so, unfortunately, I think it's just difficult for them to get that PUD mod.
The only thing is, once neighbors start hearing, they're all gonna, want to do it.
We get one about every other month.
Yeah. Thank you, Kit.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I go back to if the homeowner association says they have a problem with it,
that's
then
right.
I have a problem.
That's right.
I know y'all do too, so I'm good with it. I just wish we could get it all done at one time.
What may be helpful too is perhaps some feedback from the ARC about what they would allow generally, maybe not a PUD modification, but from some policies with regard to this type thing, to just give you a feeling for where the ARC stands on this issue.
Most of them don't encroach this much.
Yeah.
Now, this is 3.5 feet beyond the 4-foot encroachment. But, you know, when it's just a corner or something that comes to us, I kind of agree with Tony. It's like, maybe can we give them a, if it's, they approve it and it's within these bounds, you don't have to bring it to us. Y'all staff can just approve it.
I'd have to defer to our council, but it's something to think and talk about.
Well, you know,
because it keeps coming back.
You know, it makes them come to a council meeting. That may be enough.
Are the applicants
ask
here?
Them to speak.
Yes.
They are. Okay.
Well, I have no problem with it. You
know, I
think y'all do too. Actually, got a deeper lot too. It looks like than the ones to the. Okay, though. That was easy. Anybody got a comment? An objection? Question? Okay, then we'll close the public hearing. All right, let's move to ordinances. Our first reading, zoning ordinance, Mariner Lakes, Lot 10, rear enclosure setback.
Move for unanimous.
Go ahead.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of the ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. I mean, yes. I'm sorry.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
And discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. All right. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, before we adjourn, because we'll go straight into, I want to welcome back Herb Malone.
Absolutely.
That's right.
So good to see you, buddy.
Good
you look great, man.
Very
nice. You can, absolutely.
You are so welcome.
You deserve every bit of it.
Good to see you here.
Absolutely.
You look 6 inches taller, too. You know that? You look 6 inches taller.
Well, I lost 25 pounds, but I don't have to go on that kind of diet.
Amen.
It may be the only thing that works for me. I'm not in no luck. So. All right. All in favor of adjournment?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Regular... Committee the whole meeting. Tuesday, April 6, 2021 is called to order. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering previous minutes, regular council meeting, committee of the whole, move those forward. 3-16-2021. Moving to new business under miscellaneous. Discuss interagency agreement, cooperative services at the Gulf State Park. Oh God, I really don't want to do this. Is this? Okay. Gulf State Park is going to start charging for day passes. That's their decision to make. It's the state park. Do what?
Park.
Yeah, day pass park. Yeah, I'm sorry. That's their decision to make. That's not ours. That's not either here or there. But we have worked out something with the state on residents of Orange Beach having free use of those parking spaces. I think they're supposed to crank up charging on April 23rd. I don't know that by then all of the mechanics of how it's going to work will actually be in place. So we're on the tail end of this. I don't know that we can have our decals registration done by that date. If we can, we will. But don't hold us to it, because we're sort of more at the mercy, of the state and their progression. What we are going to hopefully see is two decals per resident. We'll use it that way. Household. And household means you have an Alabama driver's license with an Orange Beach address, and it has to be a residence dwelling on that property. So you have to live here. You have to have had to make the efforts to be a part of our community. There's no way the pure number of property owners and residents could be accommodated. The numbers were overwhelming and just would not be no reason for them to charge for parking, because it would be full of our folks. So that's the best we could work out in working with the state. So anything else you want to add to that?
Just in this interagency agreement, which we reflect on calling an MOU, but between the two agencies, we'll be doing some additional things as to repairs that would be quick repairs needed within the state park properties of the beach accesses and the trailheads and trail itself. Some of that also, we will then move our lifeguards, and that agreement that we've already approved for the year, that'll move into this interagency agreement. And that way we'll have our lifeguards on the beach at the state park accesses as well. So you'll have a variety of things in one agreement. And the main thing that as we adapt this year of 2021, they are very open to whatever we learn that we need to adjust and adapt. We'll definitely do that as we move into next year. But we will get those decals, and then we'll put out to the community for Orange Beach residents to come and get those. And that more than likely will be here at City Hall during a period of time, and then we'll get over the floodgates. So there is the one thing the mayor, I don't think the mayor mentioned, but the funds from the parking, we've been assured by the state agency that they do stay in Gulf State Park.
Good.
So that is important for the state park itself and ultimately for how they operate. So
it was important that we push that happen.
Right.
And
So those repairs I mentioned would be a reimbursement program coming from those funds generated by parking, and then hopefully repairs are getting done quicker so the public's not seeing a board missing or a plumbing issue or things like that. So that's the basics of it, and it's one of those things we've been kind of working, and Montgomery's very involved, so hopefully we'll have more details in sharing of this document.
Any questions? I know if anybody's got any questions, now's a good time. We'll discuss them. Answer them if we can. And folks up there in Facebook land, if they got anything, they can send them in. Okay. And we'll entertain them at the end of the meeting as well. So, all right.
One thing I will mention, we will, with the state, when they are ready to release this, which has got to be pretty soon, there will be options for those who do not live in Orange Beach to buy an annual pass. I believe that number is still fixed at $100 per year. So that gets you parking at any beach access owned by the state parks. So that annual pass is there, and then otherwise it comes down to a day or hourly, et cetera. So the kiosks are credit card driven and or cash, but they do not give change. So you have to have exact cash. And so a lot of those things are being worked out, and on April 23rd, they will go live and figure it all out.
Okay, wait. All right, any other questions on that? Set a public hearing, declare 22 vessels as abandoned, Hurricane Sally, suggested date 4/20/2021. Y'all good with that?
Yeah, Mayor, I'm shocked at this number. We picked up over 500 boats, right? Mm-hmm. 600.
It was a bunch. It was 600 and some odd boats in some degree of distress.
That are left unclaimed. I would have thought, you know, because I realized what Hurricane Michael did down in Panama City in that area and how many boats. This is a small number to the big numbers that were pulled up. So
that estimate of the 600 was the estimate of displaced boats.
Right.
And then there was another couple hundred around Ono Island. So it actually was closer to 800 displaced right after the storm.
Sure.
But what clearly happened, a lot of people who could go retrieve their boat, get it back on a trailer, et cetera, were able to do that privately. And then you had the insurance-related issues. So these are the end of the road, if you will. And
that's right.
And don't get excited for anybody. These are pretty rough.
Yeah.
So calling them vessels is a big step.
Yep. It would qualify in the good old days as a wreck.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it?
Or a reef.
Reef. Yeah, from the reef.
It's a reef.
That's right.
A reef.
Yeah. Some of these are the ones I still see over at Bama Bayou and then on the canal here, right?
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Okay.
Thank you.
Resolution authorizes a franchise for Armor Environmental to remove and dispose of commercial solid waste, transport construction, demolition debris. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, special needs aids for the Expect Excellence program. Resolution awarding the proposal, Ed Carroll Sr., his kids' park playground for a new playground coming really nicely. Resolution authorizing the execution of a covenant of purpose, use, ownership, Gulf Coast Echo Restoration Council for Orange Beach North Sewer Forest Main upgrade. Moving to ordinances, ordinance amending chapter 66, update police fees for special events and parades. Ordinance to amend, restate chapter 66, rights of way construction and administration. Reminder, public hearing, first reading, coastal beach development, April 2021. So, anybody want to add anything to that before we go into executive session? Okay. Would anybody, anything?
Public comments?
Yes, sir.
Mayor, Council, I'd just like to remind everyone and everyone that's here that the Friends of the Ark will be having their annual fundraising event on April the 29th. It is called Counting on 21. You can buy tickets through the website of the Friends of the Art, which is, I hope I get this right, friendsoftheartsincorporated.org. They're $75 a piece. It'll be a great evening for everyone. There will be some gambling with no money involved. There will be a nice hors d'oeuvre served along with an open bar. So anyone that would like to come, you can get tickets from us at the Friends of the Art or at the Art Center at any time. One other thing, while you mentioned the parking at the state access to the beach, is the state had any discussion about doing that at the boat launches?
Some discussion, yes. I don't think, they said they didn't want to go there at this point in time, but we didn't know that they would go some of the places they've gone the last few years because it was so different from what their standing policy had been for 25 years. But we do think there's chaos at the boat ramps to some degree and like to see something more organized.
Absolutely.
And we've suggested that.
The money could be earmarked for nothing more than to expand the launch areas that we have.
You might want to put
or
the
word
out.
Or to build us a new one.
Yeah. There were a lot of cars towed from Boggy Point this weekend. I could sit on my porch and watch the tow trucks going by.
Yeah.
So I guess it's the people that are parking in boat spots that are just cars, but I watched five of them go by.
Well, down, is Philip here?
He's on vacation.
Okay,
well, the coastal resources. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
There's a lot of folks coming down there to park and getting into our area as well next door, but also on your property down through there. They can't find a place to park.
Yeah.
It's a real issue.
It is.
Are they parking there for Sportsman's Bill?
I'm sorry?
Are they parking there to go to the Tiki Bar?
No. They're parking on the behind the dog park between there and that bay behind Coastal Resources.
That construction laydown area?
Where are they going? I mean,
we get is the trailer and the vehicle. They're not launching. They cannot launch down there.
So they're That's launching somewhere else and bringing their
and bringing
yeah,
their
they have
vehicle.
No place. They can't find a place to park.
And I don't know how to fix it. I don't know that there is a fix. I mean, it's
If it gets to a point.
Boats per capita.
When they open that thing at Foley Beach Express bridge there.
The counties.
People leave their car and their trailer there and they bring their boat over here. Where are they going to put it?
Yeah.
What are they going to do with that boat while they're over here at the Concord?
I think that in this same discussion, the trailheads for the trail, and so what we were told as they roll out these for the beach access parking, they did not have, they didn't want to tackle the additional areas and didn't even want to talk about that. So this discussion is good as to how to manage it. But I will say, especially since we're on Facebook, I think the challenge is at these beach accesses, if you come in a, somehow find yourself finding your way in a golf cart and you park off in the sand, the state has proven they are towing things that are not parked appropriately as well. So just understand there's a lot of changes because their focus is on enforcement and trying to maximize those spaces. And, of course, we've always known that a four-wheel drive truck or something may pull off, but you just can't do that in those areas. So we've given them suggestions of how to accommodate some of that, but we'll see how things progress. The problem is where we're at now is we're in and the gears are turning on the summer machine, and summer is basically beginning. There is no more spring. We're caught in it now. And even from the accommodation providers, even in the absence of Hangout Fest, we're backfilled and booked up, correct? So that's a positive. It proves what we've said all along. So now we have a great early summer beginning.
Is their charge going to be by the day?
It starts at a two-hour for $3. The day is $10.
Full day is $10.
For the full day. And you would get something that then goes to your car. Now, the question is if you're in a convertible and all that, and can somebody steal it? And all that's, yeah. I mean, yeah. Everything's subject to a problem, but it's just like parking anywhere else you go.
Anyone else? Okay. All right, entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Move to go into executive session to discuss threatened and pending litigation.
And before you vote, I need to make a declaration that it's okay for you to go into session for that purpose.
Thank you.
So now you're a certified lawyer in the state of Alabama.
That's
that can
right.
Do such?
I am admitted to practice law in the state of Alabama.
What power?
Sore commercial.
All in favor?
Aye.
All right.
Thank you all.
Let's say bye to everybody.